There you are. A very good Saturday morning to you, despite the weather. It's horrible out there. However, it will get brighter, and we'll have the latest weather for Bromley in about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Normally have the weather for Bromley every 20 minutes throughout the day here. So how are you? It's been a while since I've spoken to you, and you've been there listening. But thank you for being there. It's our usual Bromley Saturday morning get-together. And we've got a busy one coming up, including a chat with Councillor Simon Thorthrop about the by-election we had here in the Hayes and Coney Hall area on Thursday. And we'll also be chatting with pothole drama art man Tim Webb. And anything else we can think of. Right, let's get on with it, why don't we?
To Bromley Radio at gmail.com or Twitter, I mean X, at Bromley Radio 1.
It's all right, we're here. We're just giving your little speaker a rest. Apologies for that.
Shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Love, shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Let the mighty river flowing from stream, let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream. And we're all gonna
That's Katrina and the Waves and Love Shine a Light. And before that, we had Slade starting us off with My Friend Stan. Coming up now is a chap we haven't spoken to since we saw him in Orpington. And he was telling us a bit about his life away from being a councillor for Petswood. He was telling us a bit about his life as a magistrate. But today, he's got his political hat back on because we had a by-election here in Hayes and Coney Hall on Thursday. And Councillor Simon Thorfrop, Petswood councillor, he's on the phone here to tell us what it all means being a council member and the ramifications of the results. So, Simon, please, good morning.
Good morning, Mick. And don't worry, I have enough trouble with my name as well. I think a lot of people out there probably do as well. Believe me, I've been called quite a few things.
I was just wondering the correct term of, you know, your the correct protocol there of terminology. So, well, you're a councillor.
To be honest, I know it sounds daft, but I'm not a great one for titles. You know, I'm there to do. I'm elected to do a job, and that is to represent people and to try and do my best, you know, in terms of the finances of the council, etc. So, you know, and to make sure that, you know, we try and run it sensibly. So it's for me, that's more important than being called councillor this or that or the other. So, you know, I don't expect people to sort of bow and scrape for me or whatever, you know, it's all that sort of stuff. But you sort of feel, I sort of always feel embarrassed when people sort of go over the top on titles and things. So, but thank you anyhow. That's very kind.
Well, we are on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. So, tell us about. Well, I say because actually, I my ward is also Hayes, and so I can't remember having a by-election, and unfortunately, it was after the sad passing away of
the very sad death of Andrew Lee, and I've got to pay tribute to him. He was a wonderful chap, known him for many, many years. I was pleased that he got to be a councillor because it's one of the things he always wanted to do, and obviously very sad that he suffered a heart attack and died. Obviously that caused the by-election, and the Conservatives won that. With what looks like a swing to the Conservatives, so a lower turnout, always disappointing when turnout drops. But you can also understand that, you know, middle of December, cold, wet, winter's night. You know, people aren't going to say, "Gosh, I must go out and vote today." And also, there's lots of other distractions, isn't there? There's Nigel Farage in the jungle and all sorts of other things going on, so that will distract people at this time. So that was disappointing. But actually, the result was pretty good, because if you compare to where we were in terms of, it's very hard to work out percentages, because you're trying to you're not really comparing like with like, because when the elections were held in 2022, in May 2022, there was a full list of candidates. You had three councillors elected at the time, so you're trying to sort of take averages and work out what's what. But if you look at what Andrew Lee got personally last time around, he got about 45% of the vote, and that went up to roughly 48% of the vote.
Okay.
So that was a slight change. And if you look at Susan Moore, who stood as a candidate last time around, in previous time, that was the Labour.
Yes, I think she knocked on my door here.
We must be almost neighbours then, Mick. So, but she wouldn't knock on my door, obviously. But she got 31.9% of the vote previously and ended up with 29.8%. So in terms of the variation, the Conservatives went up 3 and the Labour Party went down 2. So you normally work out a swing by divided by 2 and things like that. So you might say that's a 2.5% swing from one to another. But it's actually the gross difference between the two is about 5%. So, so for our point of view, a good result when you consider that, you know, nationally in the opinion polls, the Conservative Party is 20 points behind the Labour Party. And I think one of the big factors, and I was knocking on doors along with a lot of people, was I'm afraid for the Labour Party, ULEZ again. And, you know, the same for the Liberal Democrats. In Bromley, they've decided to support ULEZ, and, of course, that doesn't play very well on the doorstep. So that's the only factor that you can say is different to sort of like the rest of the country. So it's still playing quite heavily, and people are still very annoyed about it. Interesting.
Yes.
How it plays.
Yes, but no, that's a very good point. Obviously, like the swing to the Conservatives, as probably, as you quite rightly say there, as a result of this ULEZ thing and people's...
Yeah, you could never be entirely certain. I mean, it could have been, you know, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Josh Coldspring White, our new councillor, because he was a very good candidate and clearly, you know, knocked on lots of doors and spoke to lots of people. And, you know, people could have been very impressed with him. And they could also have been, you know, very sort of accommodating towards the Conservatives that run Bromley Council, on the basis that, you know, we run it a reasonably tight ship. You know, we're not in debt. We try not to. Yeah. We try to balance the books each year as we do, and keep it on the straight and narrow. So, you know, so there could be some element of that as well. So you can never, unless you do a proper exit poll and ask people what made them vote, you know, you're never entirely sure. But as I said, if you look at by-elections generally across London, you know, you'll see that there might have been swings to the Labour Party for council by-elections. But this one was completely different. So the, as I said, the most likely factor, particularly as people mentioned it on the doorstep to me, was probably the ULEZ aspect.
Yes, and the other aspect with this particular election was that was the first time a voter had to take photographic ID.
No, it's not.
Oh, is it not?
No, in Bromley, we were the trial authority. And back in 2018, you would have trialled it and you would have taken ID to vote. I hope you voted back in 2018 or I'm going to tell you off now.
Well, you can, but I believe I've got I might not have. Well, put it this way, Simon. If any politician, any political group put a box at the end of the ballot form saying none of the above, yes, I would have gone along and ticked that one probably. But no one's got the gumption to do that, have they? Because that would be interesting to see how many ticks those boxes get.
There's something in that, isn't there?
Yes. You know,
there's something like that. But I think we'd say, why force people to go to the ballot box to abstain when they can just stay at home and enjoy whatever it is that they're watching on TV?
Well, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's why inconvenience people? That's all I'd say. You know, it's you know, I mean, some people, and actually, in fairness, in this time round, we got 8 ballot papers that were void for one reason or another,
yes,
and a couple of people had scribbled a couple of things on there.
Oh dear.
Some of it was sort of meaningless, and others where you couldn't make head nor tail of it.
Right.
I'm afraid when you void your ballot paper, you don't always necessarily get the chance to write the essay that you want to explain what you're feeling.
Yes.
So, But at least they went and had a look before they spoilt it. So, you know, there was something in that. So out of the... it was 3,200 odd votes, 220 votes, I think it was. Eight were sort of void. So, you know, it's not very many at all, you know. So you know, that's reasonable, and obviously most people actually went and voted.
Yeah.
So I say voted. Clearly, you know, turnout was down.
Yeah. Well, the weather didn't. It was like much like today, for example.
Well, I think today's slightly worse in terms of the rain at the moment, but it might pick up later this afternoon.
Well,
hopefully.
Yes, it's looking like it will. We've got the latest weather for Bromley.
always be optimistic. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. We're looking forward to welcoming Josh at the council on Monday. I can't be there because I'm away.
Right.
But I will, it'd be good. And I hope that one day you might come along and record one of them.
Oh, absolutely. You said they were open to the public and they can be recorded. So, yes, absolutely, yeah. Simon, we'll be along there in the new year, perhaps, to do that.
Yeah, your listeners might find it interesting, given that... I don't know whether you can do it live, but that would be interesting. But they'd also find a lot of it very dull and boring.
Highlights. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of these things. It sounds all very sort of sexy, doesn't it? But I'm afraid a lot of it is it's work.
Yeah.
And you know, most of our works are doing lots of things that are not necessarily sexy. There we go.
Okay.
So unless you're a film star or rock star or whatever it is, you know.
Well, don't they say like Parliament is like Hollywood for ugly people?
Yep. They do say that.
Yes.
And the council must therefore be Hollywood for extra ugly people.
I wouldn't say that, Simon. Not at all. No. Oh, and by the way, Simon, thanks ever so much. And on that note, we're having a laugh together here. Thanks ever so much to you. If we don't speak to you before, you have a lovely holiday there and enjoy the festivities here. And hope to speak to you again very, very soon. And perhaps somebody's going to buy you a new lighter for Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Was I correct? Is that what that clicking was?
I don't know why I'd want a lighter, but there we go.
Oh, so I could hear a clicking noise, and I think, oh, he's got trouble with his lighter there.
No, that's me fiddling with my pen.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's a habit I have. I'm always clicking, you know, clicking pens.
Yes.
And so that's probably come across there. You're probably thinking I'm doing a Nigel and sneakily smoking.
He's done very well, though, hasn't he?
Yeah. As I finally say, I get to vote for Nigel without any threat of being kicked out of the Conservative Party.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
All right.
All the very
Thank
best
you.
To you, Simon. Thank
Thanks
you.
So,
bye bye.
And you have a good Christmas as well.
Thank
Cheers.
You very much,
bye.
Sir. Bless you. Thank you.
Here is the weather for the Bromley area for Saturday, the 9th of December. Good morning. Rain showers this morning, becoming partly cloudy with possible sunny spells later. The expected daytime high will be 11 degrees. Sunset this evening will be at 3:51 p.m.
I'm Nigel Farage,
and I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
anything.
Billy Joel and You May Be Right. A very good morning to you. It's the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here on Bromley Radio. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hello to you. And thank you for downloading, yes. Or, of course, you could be listening to this at some other time during the day or night here on Bromley Radio, in which case, hope you're well as well. And I'd just like to draw your attention towards the Bromley Radio Facebook group page. Mr. Tim Webb has been quite busy out there with his pothole art, with some new initiatives. So if you have a look at our website there, you'll be able to see what he's been up to. And we're hoping to have a word with him, I don't know, in about 5 minutes' time, perhaps. So that's coming up here on Bromley Radio. Busy one today. And what have we got coming up, he says. Oh, yes, we got the Little Big Show with Loretta, Talking Panto. And we'll also have the Bromley Buzz podcast at midday. So that's to come here on Bromley Radio. That made you jump.
You know it, baby.
your troubles and doubts, giving everything inside and out, and love strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down. Your defenses, vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together at heart, baby. Don't you forget about me.
Come along, let's hear you now. Oh yes, you're sounding good. Or as they sing in France, the. All right, we're going to try and make contact with Mr. Tim Webb, pothole art drama extraordinaire. And we'll be hearing what he's been up to most recently. In the meantime, here's Collins and Bailey. Sound like a couple of detectives, don't they? Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. Oh, yes. It's almost the time, isn't it? Ho, ho, ho. Yes. Right, let's go over to the phone line now. Mr. Tim Webb, are you there, sir?
I am, Mick, and thank you once again for inviting me. And a rather grotty morning, but at least your show and music brighten up the day.
Oh, bless you. That's very kind. It checks in the post, as they say. Although the 21st century will be, I'm going to need your sort code and account number so I can, put it in straight away, electronically.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the way it's all gone. Hence, some of the banks are shutting down. We won't go there, Mick.
No. All right, so you've been quite a busy chap, it seems, by looking at our Bromley Radio Facebook group page with your pothole art drama.
That's right. At the moment, you join me at an interesting time. I'm currently in contact with the Association of Lighthouse Keepers because what I did was I was walking along with my dog the other day down Crofton Lane and I noticed a pothole, and as it's a water-filled one, and Crofton Lane was shut off at the time because Thames Water were doing some major engineering works, and I thought, there's a pothole I'll come back to, and I decided that I hadn't done this for a while ago, I went into a charity shop and bought a cheap lighthouse model, 50p investment, and I thought to myself, I'll put a lighthouse in a pothole and see what happens and work out a story around it, and I posted it in one of my favourite Facebook groups, and that's the Beckenham Appreciation Group. They seem to appreciate my sense of humour more so than some other groups. Don't get me wrong, I put it in various groups. And it got, I think it's up to 400 likes, and it's proven to be one of my more popular pothole art endeavours. And what was interesting about that one, interesting being a relative term, Mick, you understand, was the road was closed off at the time, so I was able to spend a bit more time setting out the pothole diorama, the models and the lighthouse and the figures in front of the lighthouse. So I was able to do it a bit more justice than some of the potholes that I normally do, because generally, and I wouldn't advise this with people, for goodness sake, don't do it, folks, because never put yourself at risk on the highways. But this one here, as the road was closed off, I could work safely and take a bit more time over it.
That's interesting, yes. And that's good. Yeah. You can obviously see the work and dedication that's gone into that as well, because you've got figurines as well there, sort of standing around. Yes.
And I've been, and also what I do, this is part of my, I suppose, humour, is I try and include some figures and tell a little story. And I also went for the diversity aspect as well. So if anyone looks carefully at my pothole art, you'll notice there's always little bits of applicable humour. I try and tell a story as to why there would be a lighthouse in a pothole. And the reason would be it's a brand new initiative because it's helped to warn travellers at night.
Yes.
Because don't get me wrong, although I use humour, I'm not making light of the situation, because if you hit a pothole during the day, you normally see them, you can make preparation, but at night in a darkly lit street, they're not always so obvious, so they could be more of a hazard.
Indeed.
And before we went on air, I was actually checking on a pothole in my local area, one that was reported. This was in a one-way system in Orpington. People who know Orpington, this is in the one-way system. As you come off the high street and you go past John's Hairdressers and the Telephone Exchange, there was one there in the one-way system. And the reason I chased that one up, I don't chase every single one up. I only chase up the ones I feel that are particularly serious. And this one here is in a one-way system, and it was difficult for road traffic to avoid it. And this morning, I'm glad to say that the pothole has been fixed and they've done a good job. So I got to say fair due to the contractors.
Yep.
I realise, they've got an awful lot on their plate and they're working in very difficult conditions at the moment. It's not the best of days to go out repairing potholes.
No.
So I would say credit to them. And what I have noticed over the past few weeks, if you like, is a change or a trend, because I log every single pothole in the area. What I do is I encourage people, I always say this, if you see a road defect, if in doubt, it doesn't matter whether you think someone else has reported it or not, go on to Fix My Street, fixmystreet, all one word, .com, and report it.
Yeah.
The worst that will happen is they'll close it, or close the job off as a duplicate, or it may be the case that everyone thinks everyone else has done it and no one has. So
yes.
I recommend people to go on there. And what I've noticed recently is, and you can expect this really because of the weather, is that temporary or old repairs to some road defects are now failing. Mm. And so the old repairs are opening up, or they weren't. They perhaps did a temporary quick fix, to be fair.
Yeah.
As the road defects that weren't serious and weren't dealt with, because the highways inspector has got a certain criteria, it's got to be a certain depth before they will recognise it as needing attention, which I understand.
Yep.
So some of those that weren't that serious are now getting worse. Finally, you got the weather. Yeah, good old British weather, as you say this morning, Mick. The rain's pouring down. When it gets cold, the water freezes, gets into the cracks, expands,
yes.
and the potholes increase. And also, the other thing that happened, and people might have seen this, it's happened in my area, is that the priority changed and they moved the maintenance crews or the contractors' priorities changed from roads to pavements. So in my area, I see a lot of work where they're digging up and replacing large stretches of pavement, and so priorities change. So what is happening now is I've noticed that there is a trend that more and more reports are appearing, and what I do is on Fix My Street, I get an update every morning of every single defect in the area. Everything from, you know, there's a dead squirrel on the road to, you know, there's a major pothole. Mm. And I go through them all, and then I select ones that I decide may need following up. And because I can't be driving here, there, or everywhere, I ask people in some of the community groups, can you let me know, please, if there's a really bad pothole or road defect in your area, I would then go and look at that and decide whether, in my opinion, it's worthy of some pothole art to draw attention to it.
Ah,
so
now,
that's the way it works.
Talking of, perhaps we might see one more, and will it be of a festive Christmas-type theme?
Yes, we might have got Oh Holy Christmas, H-O-L-E-Y.
Oh,
We might be seeing something along those lines. And I've got some lined up, but and thanks. Give a shout out to the Beckenham appreciation group,
yeah.
because when I post my comments in there, people come back with some very, very supportive and if you like humorous, but we understand that although I'm using humour, as we all agree, it is a serious problem.
Yes.
And what I would say concerns me is you've got two aspects to these potholes or road defects. As a motorist, if you're driving a four-wheel vehicle, a car or a truck or a lorry, and you hit them, yes, it can be serious. It may ruin your suspension or you may get a puncture in extreme cases. However, what really concerns me is if you're a cyclist whizzing around, that it's likely to be far more serious. And a lady was sharing a story with me this morning about how her partner came off his bike and ended up in all kinds of problems because it's the cyclists in particular that suffer when they hit a pothole. So although I use humour, as I've said before, there is a serious underlying issue to it all.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Mick, I would expect the situation to get worse because of the weather and the fact that in the winter you're going to get more people, rather than walk or cycle, will get their car out. And so we'd like to see more problems on the roads, and it's connected with the weather as well.
Yes.
But I would say that the good news is that the contractors got on top of things during the summer months. The problems are nowhere as bad as they were. So hopefully this winter and the early part of the year won't be as bad as last year in terms of road defects in our area. So that's what I hope for.
Yes.
And thanks again, for naming me to...
Thank you for the update here, Tim. We appreciate that. And so it sounds like everything's going in the right direction and all the rest of it.
I would say it's, at the moment, I'm optimistic. However, as I said, I have noticed that there is a trend.
Yes.
Whereas some mornings when I get my reports, I would see maybe one or two reports regarding road defects or potholes. I've noticed now they're on the increase.
Right.
And the other thing I think that's frustrating people as well, and this is something I see, is the same defects gets re-reported time and time again. Nothing wrong with that. And people get very frustrated, I think, because sometimes there can be a delay, but generally, I can say this now, honestly, generally, if it is a defect and it is reported and it meets the criteria as being serious enough, generally it will get sorted out reasonably quickly, but it has to be reported. And I can just finally stress, Mick, that people need to go on their app, on the app Fix My Street, or go online to fixmystreet.com, because if it's not reported, it won't get dealt with. As simple as that, Mick.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tim, and if we don't speak to you before, have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, Mick. You take care.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Here is the weather for the Bromley area for Saturday the 9th of December. Good morning. Rain showers this morning, becoming partly cloudy with possible sunny spells later. The expected daytime high will be 11 degrees. Sunset this evening will be at 3:51 p.m.
I'm Nigel Farage.
And I'm very pleased to be on Bromley Radio.
On Bromley Radio.